guys, this is Travell Judon from Food Network's Worst Cookers in America, and you are on the road with Dane, only on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio. You know, we could see pretty far. I think we could see the future of the next maybe great cook that is going to be defending the culinary honor of Chicagoland. In studio, excited to have Travell Judon. He is one of the contestants. He is Chicago's representative for Worst Cooks in America, Sunday at 8 p.m. on the Food Network. Travell, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you for having me here.
Well, see, this is it. This is the extra pressure. As if you didn't have pressure enough to kind of change your entire persona, it kind of changed, I think, your reputation as one of these terrible cooks out there, right? Now you've all got to do extra media, and now you know you did a little bit of social media beforehand, and now being on WGN here, we reached 38 states and Canada, the entire Midwest at all times, and now there's more pressure for you to win. But okay, so Travell, think about this. There's pressure also to legitimately, you know, walk the walk as a worst cook, right? So you got to be a certain amount of terrible so you can make that kind of redemption, right? That transformation, win that $25,000. Do you feel any pressure?
You know, not a lot of pressure, just a whole lot, a little bit, you know. It's an oxymoron, a whole lot, a little bit. But yeah, my mouth is set on the $25,000. I got student loans I'm not going to pay. So I need the $25,000 to not pay those student loans. You know?
Well, okay, think about it. It wasn't in the bio, that part of it, but I think it gives people maybe a more rounded perspective on, and I think we've all got things that we'd love to do with a little bit of money. But here's the thing, the dividends are going to pay, because not only, this isn't like a scratch-off lottery ticket where you're just going to win some money, you can spend it, pay some bills. You're going to be armed with the skills to be able to help your family. You got three kids, right?
I do.
You're doing a lot of, I read in the thing, and of course you've talked about it, a lot of fast food, and it's not great for you, right? And it also is expensive. Seems easy, costs a lot.
It adds up real fast. Yeah. I mean, before you know it, you're like hundreds and hundreds down, like in debt, all off, you know, Mickey D's and Burger King and Harold's Chicken, you know.
There's nothing wrong with those great American iconic franchises.
Nothing wrong with it, but every day is not good.
And the food that they create, and of course, like for the kids and everything, you're going to want to do that. So the motivation for getting into this, now you got to be a fan of Food Network. Obviously, for Worst Cooks in America, I have known and appreciated this show. I've covered this show. I remember talking to Bo McMillan, I think it's season one, and Amberell. And of course, Tyler Florence. I just texted him a little bit ago to see if he had any words of encouragement. I know he may be prevented from trying to give you an unfair advantage, even if it's on the inspiration side.
I love Tyler. Tyler's awesome.
Right.
Tyler is so nice on and off camera. He's so nice. If I can give a quick story about,
sure.
I filmed on my birthday, and it was a long day of filming, and we were getting to do the first scene, and Tyler says, "Wait a minute, before we film anything, the whole crew, we gotta sing happy birthday to Travell." I almost cried like a baby. I was like, wow.
See?
He cares.
You know? That's why he's Tyler Florence. You know, but that's the kind of thing, if you can appreciate, you can emulate it. And down the road, you know, when there's the Travell show, right?
Hey, man, brother, come on, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to be recognizing people's birthdays and kind of sharing that as well. So obviously you're a Food Network fan, so you watch it, but you're not oblivious to the food world. You're out there. What inspired you to get involved in do this? I know you want, you know, the money and obviously some concerns there, but this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, my wife really told me I need to kind of pick up the slack on a food side. With me touring, doing comedy, I'm a lot of times during the week I have the children and tour on the weekend. And so, you know, we were just eating out a lot. And it's not healthy to eat out so much processed foods and things like that. And also, like I said, it's not healthy to your bank account either. And so, you know, she's like, you know, come on, you got to try it. And my daughters, they always like, Daddy, we want pancakes. Daddy ain't making pancakes. I'm going to make you some cereal with some milk. And I got the milk chilled to nice degrees. That was breakfast. Oh. And so literally, like, it was just that the pressure from my family of, like, you got to get better. Because I only had a one-trick pony, and that was fried chicken. I could fry chicken.
Oh. As long as you have one good skill, you know, because I'm actually, you know, we do a lot of food stuff. And so we can cook a little bit, but we really appreciate the grilling, the barbecue side of things. If you've got one go-to thing, I think you're okay.
Yeah, well, it's true, but you can't eat fried chicken every day. I mean, you know.
Probably could, but.
Well, yeah, you know, back when I grew up, like, you know, your grandma had fried chicken and rice for breakfast, you know. You'll wake up and smell that chicken in the morning, like, praise God. I know that there's a God when you open them eyes and you say, oh, man, I can go there and smell it right now. Even my wife's grandma, she was the same way. I mean, when she would come to Chicago from St. Louis, she'd be up frying chicken early in the morning. Like, you know, they don't make Big Mama like they used to make Big Mama. You know, Big Mama's gone.
Is it hard, Travell, to really come to terms with how powerful like your kids are? Like they say, hey, we would like this. Yeah. Now, I never thought I had that kind of power. I'm not sure that I really did. But my kids, they wake up and they're like, they'd like bacon and rice. That's one of their favorite things. Right. You know, other than that, munchkins or Pop-Tarts, I mean, they kind of get what they want. It's hard to resist them.
Well, yeah, you know, what's very crazy too, though, is that like my daughter told her friend, because my daughter asked me a question, and I was like, you know what, I think about it. She turns to a friend and she says, he said he'll think about it. So, I mean, he'll say yes by tomorrow. That really messed me up because, like, that's kind of like been my trend. I'm very upset that she kind of knew that. It's like, no. And so I got to just start saying no to keep my dad cred, you know?
Man, it is not easy. You got to be able to kind of defend yourself against the competition, whether it's the kids or whether it's the competition on the show. When you get out there, you got a chance. The show's going now. You got a chance to size up the competition. I always love this show because it is, you know, it's not like Chopped. You got three executive chefs from some place and that's it. This is like the gamut. You've got a guy who wears no sleeves from New Jersey. You've got a very nice looking lady, Antoinette, from D.C. You got West Coast, awesome. East Coast. Yeah. You've got it all. So is there anybody that you're looking at that either you see as like a front runner other than maybe yourself, or somebody that you really got to watch out for?
Well, you know, I didn't pay attention too much to the red side because, you know, it's kind of like we're against each other starting off. And just honestly, like, you know, Brittany and Mickey were, like, awesome. Like, both of them, like, when they would cook, they were the ones, they were, like, my Goliaths in the competition to beat. Brittany's the model from Florida, and Mickey's the math teacher from Denver, Colorado. And so both of them, though, they took a lot of great notes, and they just did exceptional. When we would go out there and do these challenges, I'm like, oh God, I can't believe it, you know. So they were hard, but so that was my go-tos,
you know? Now, is there sometimes people come, I used to mention, like a teacher and a model, not necessarily out there entertaining, speaking, because it's a different world. You get people that are really great on the chef side, they get on some of these shows, they lose track of all time, they have no idea, is speaking to the camera, projecting, kind of entertaining. That's what you do. Give a little bit of insight into the comedy side of things. You're used to kind of getting out there and hey, food TV, that's part of it. You got to make some good food, but you got to entertain people too.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, just being real, it's still a show. And so the objective is you really have to kind of step out your box. Me, I haven't been in a box in a long time, so I was used to it. And stand-up itself is like really getting on stage and entertaining an audience of people who they want you to be funny, and they're not going to say anything back to you. So it's like, fat boy, make me laugh. So that's kind of – and then the difference, the same thing is like when you're doing the Food Network, you're doing your thing, but it's like – yeah, make us laugh. I mean, come on. This is a comedy food show. And so you had to say stuff. And the bad part, though, is I never said anything I didn't really feel. Like on Sunday, one of the clips, the season premiere, one of the clips was about hummus. I had never had hummus before a day of my life. Right. And when I first saw it, I thought it was ranch dressing.
But see, the thing is like, what's great about this is you get to come at this as a person who has put themselves out that they're looking for some guidance in this kind of food world. You're not out there saying you know everything. I think that's great. And hummus for the, you know, there'll be people out there that love it. Obviously, it's a traditional great snack, but I think it's overrated. I'm not really a big fan. You won't find me eating hummus on a regular basis outside of maybe a show.
I'm mad that they actually, you know, post-production always wins. They actually put it in there when I said black people don't eat hummus.
Oh, no. Come on. You did that? Oh, I'm looking at some of the representatives. You know what? They're out there to try to, it's entertainment. You know?
I didn't mind, because that's how I felt, though. Like, one thing about me on this show is you're going to see straight up integrity. Like, when I say stuff, I mean what I say. I'm not saying it to be funny.
Yeah.
Because, like.
Or critical, you know, in any way, right? Yeah. You're just making an observation.
I'm telling you what I really feel. Yep. And, I mean, in my opinion, I don't have to try to be funny. I'm going to be funny naturally, but if I have something I really want to know or don't get, I'm going to just say it. And, you know, sometimes I look dumb, but it's like, whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't take myself seriously. Like, oh, my God, I can't say that. No, I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win this money. I got bills to pay.
And I think the reason I think that, you know, you've resonated with people is that they appreciate your authenticity. You build that into the comedy. Are you going to be building some of your experiences with this or maybe some of the results into some of the routines you do on stage?
So I've already started writing a lot of stuff from this show on my new stand-up special, and I just can't do it until – and so the hard part is, you know, we practice – so, like, when we do these open mics and stuff like that, we practice our material before we put it in front of a bigger audience. And it's so hard because right now, contractually, I can't talk about what I want to talk about. So I wrote some stuff that I'm going to start working on once the show wraps.
What you're doing is you're kind of teasing it. You're saying, like, it's really good. So just get ready.
It's good. It's really good. Because, I mean, we had, you know, Food Network did an awesome job putting together the cast. This was a different cast to me, and it just, we were a funny cast, you know, and it was a lot of jokes both on screen and off screen, and so I talked about a lot of it, and I'm, hey, oh well, sorry guys.
You know, people are going to be enjoying that all season long. Sundays, 8 p.m. here in Chicago on the Food Network, Worst Cooks in America, and Travell will be front and center as well. For those people, I know you're going to be live tweeting, sharing a lot of social media as you go forward, as the show continues. Where can people kind of keep up with you, your adventures? Certainly see you out doing the comedy thing as well.
So my name, you might have to take a pen down. My first name is spelled like travel with an E. So T-R-A-V as in Victor, E-L-E, travel E. And last name, Judon, J-U-D as in dog, O-N as in Nancy. Everything from YouTube to Instagram, everything is on there. And also, we're doing new vlogs that where I'm going to be showing like a lot of the behind-the-scenes, me doing press for Food Network, and also getting ready for an upcoming tour this spring as well. So a lot of cool things going on. So I'm going to pretty much remove the fourth wall of my life and share with everybody.
Now, are you ready for this? You get into stand-up, you definitely, you know, you want to share what it is that you're doing, share your personality. And a good friend of the program, longtime guy, Jeff Morrow, you know him as like Sandwich King, Kitchen and all that kind of stuff. You know, he's an entertainer. He's, you know, a singer. He's a funny guy, whatever. He did not know that he would find his path to stardom through the food side of it. Do you see? I mean, because you were only one episode in, right? The next one is coming up tomorrow.
No, at a lot 8. Of people are you messages. I didn't expect that. I got a lot of messages, people saying you're funny, you're a beast, you're hilarious.
Yeah.
I never expected that. And honestly, I never expected my route to the top to go through Food Network.
Well, here it is.
Yeah.
It all started last Sunday. It's going to be continuing tomorrow night, Sunday, 8 p.m. on the Food Network. Worst Cooks in America. Travell will be there front and center for you. Travell, thanks so much for what you're doing. Good luck on the show.
Thank you.
You know, congratulations on getting on it. And, of course, the end goal is that $25,000 and a healthy lifestyle for the family. Continued success. Thanks for jumping on the program today.
Thank you.